Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and this is the Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God Called to Pray, Praying First. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. I am so glad to be here in this place and this time and just giving God glory for what he has done for us. He gave us a very special, special, special gift. And in that package of that gift, when we unwrap it, we have eternal life. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And this gift keeps on giving. Because of this gift, hallelujah, we can talk to our Father. We can have a wonderful relationship with our Father. He is the bridge. Our gift is the bridge that took us back to our Father and given us right, replacing us in right relationship with our Father. What a wonderful gift, the love of our Father. What we'll do as we always do, we'll read our scripture this morning. We'll start off with Isaiah, the 9th chapter, starting at the 6th verse. The subtitle, of the Prince of Peace. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom to order it and establish it. It with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent the word unto Jacob, and it has lightened upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim, and the inhabitants of Samaria, that says in the pride and starkness of heart, bricks are fallen down, but we will rebuild with hewn stone. The sycamore was cut down, but we will change them into cedar. Therefore the Lord shall set upon the adversaries of Zion against him and join his enemies together. Part we want to focus on is that a child was born and a son was given. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. That was said in Isaiah, through Isaiah, and we see indeed a son was born. A child was born. And a son was given. Hallelujah. We bless the mighty name of the Almighty God, for he loves us just that much, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. What a God we serve, and he loves us. So we can settle our spirits this morning, and if we didn't get this and we didn't do that, just stop. Inhale and feel the goodness, God Almighty, and see how the day will unfold. Peace, harmony with him, and harmony with the people around us. Allow love to flow, the love of God, his love for you, and you allow it to flow to others. I'm telling you, I can't imagine a greater gift. And allow the weight of the world to be lifted off of your shoulders and enjoy the love of your Father. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. We have so much to be grateful for. And learn to appreciate what God has done for us. And then turn around and look and ask God, what is it that you have for me to do? What did you bring me into this world to do? What is my this cause? For this cause I came into the world. What is it? And I thank you for opening my eyes and allowing me to know that I have been anointed to accomplish a task for the kingdom of God on this earth. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord that you can gift someone. Hallelujah. You can tell someone about the love of God. You can give someone an eternal word. Hallelujah. You can walk, for you know who's watching you, and show them the way just by your walk. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, we'll bless him, not just with the fruit of our lips, but with our action. Hallelujah. Thank you. We can lift our hands to heaven and bless the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing and deliverance. Let us pray. Father, it is in the name of Jesus we pray this morning. We come thanking you and glorifying you and magnifying your most holy name. Father, Father, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory be to your name. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. We thank you, wonderful Father, for your kindness and your love and your protection. We thank you, kind God, for your healing and your direction. We thank you, kind God, for settling our spirits and for letting us say with all assurance, Father, thy will be done. Thy will must be done in heaven as it is in earth, as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We bless your most holy name. Your name is holy. You are righteous. You are the only true and living God. You are the sovereign God. You are the one God who blew the breath of life and man became a living soul. Ah, glory, hallelujah. You desire to commune with us, God. You desire to have an intimate relationship with us. You desire that we hear your voice. And another we won't follow. Hallelujah. Glory. You desire that we bear much fruit for you. You desire that we choose you over man. Hallelujah. Your way, Almighty God. You desire that we walk in the authority you gave us. Hallelujah. Not for show, God. Not for profit. Hallelujah. But that what the world will be able to see what it's like to be governed and loved by the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory. That we bring light into this world of darkness. That we be the salt of the earth, Almighty God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for our Savior. We thank you for keeping your promise. You did, God. Hallelujah. You are a promise keeper. We can trust you. We can depend on you. And we thank you this morning. We thank you, Almighty God, for your love and your care. We thank you, Almighty God, for your protection. We thank you that you are a shield of defense. We thank you that you fight for us. We thank you that we are at the apple of your eye. God of your life. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We bow down before you and glorify you, magnify you, and exalt you, Almighty God. There is none like you, Almighty God. You are the Sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. You are Majesty on high. Glory be to your name, Creator. Hallelujah. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Oh, great and awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you for your peace. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, for you are the one that lifts the burden from off your people, Almighty God. Oh, you bear our burden. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. We thank you. We thank you. Joy unspeakable. Ah, and it's full of glory. Thank you for our peace, our shalom. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Thank you, Lord God. You are the God of impossibilities. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Not our will, Father, but thine will be done. Gracious God, you provide and you care. You meet our needs. Hallelujah. Oh, you're more than enough. Hallelujah. You are the breasty one. Hallelujah. Bless your name. You are our healer. Hallelujah. You're the God that satisfies. Hallelujah. Bless your most holy name. Thank you that you took out the stony heart. Hallelujah. And replaced it with the heart of flesh. Oh, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Oh, glorious God. Oh, bless your name. Thank you for making us strong in you, Almighty God. Holy Spirit. Standing strong, Almighty God. Won't take down, won't back up. Shambaku, say I say. Oh, God, stand strong for you, Almighty God. Tall, walking in this earth, representing you well, not disframing your name with our walk. Oh, that is pleasing to you, Almighty God, that we walk our walk. Give you glory. Yes, Lord, glory be to your name. Our walk glorify your Almighty God. Not what we want, but Father, what you want. Glorious Father, thank you for how you forgive us. Thank you for how you correct us. Thank you. Ooh, glory, our Father, this day, hallelujah, you meet our needs, you satisfy. Thank you. You're the God that satisfies. Glory. Bless our children, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews. Glory. The saved and unsaved. Oh, bring the unsaved to you. Draw them, Almighty God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. We love you this morning, but more importantly, you love us, and we thank you for it. We thank you for a relationship with you. Oh, my God, thank you. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, my God, thank you. Oh, you see all that's going on. But we lay it all at your feet. We know that nothing takes you by surprise. We thank you, Father, that you walk tall in these things. Hallelujah. We still honor you. There's some and many who still honor you as the God of this nation. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Walk tall in this nation. Yes, Lord, walk tall in this nation. and all the nations. Let man know that they're just made, just a paper. But you are the giver and the receiver of life. The world and they that dwell therein belong to you. You said all souls are mine. Ramathipor. Yes, Lord, we stand in agreement with what you say. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for protecting your people. Thank you, Lord, for providing shelter and food and meeting me. Thank you for how you give some more than enough that they can share, Almighty God, that we can share. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we can share one with another. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can totally depend on you. Look to you and you alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You make the crooked ways. You bring the water to the dry place. Oh, what miracle. You bring life to the dry bones. What a God we serve. Hallelujah. Ah, bless your name. Ah, let's read this morning. Second Chronicles 7:14. And I know that we could probably read it with our eyes closed, but guess what? We're going to read this from the Bible, hallelujah, the sacred scripture. And it reads as follows, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. What a mighty God. Did you hear that? He said, his people will call by his name. Humble shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal them. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name. You know, I know that a lot of us have a lot of teaching that we go with to study God's word for ourselves. The Holy Ghost is here. I'm not saying we don't need teachers because he gave us the gift of teachers. But that does not mean if we have teachers, we just don't let them do the teaching. No. We are to sit and read the word, study the word, our devotional time and really serious study time. The word gets into our heart, and we won't sin against God because of ignorance. That's no excuse, especially now. We can just hit a button, but no, but sit and hold the book in your hand, the sacred. And I got now where I don't mark up my Bible. I'll have markers in it because just where God, I just want to reverence God, and he's holy, he is sacred, and we should hold him as he should be, and we should consider him as holy as he is, and where his name is, don't just be, you know, casual about it. Don't be ordinary when it comes to God. That's not being, as some people say, religious. Sometimes we can take that too far, too, and it gets weak and watered down. But we get, God is a God of order. So if we're going too far one way or the other, he knows how to bring us in. If we study the word as we should, the word will lead us and guide us. and we won't idolize things that should not be idolized, and we won't try to make a name for ourselves and try to make things where we're showing ourselves up. Look what I'm doing. Look how I do this. Opposed to honoring the Most High God, our Father. Psalms 1 says, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. I just kind of thought, if we would just, I always use the word inhale, and just take God at his word and begin to walk in as walking out on the wall without faith in him, regardless to the size of it. It's the fact that it's faith in God's word that we're walking out on. He won't let us down. Yes, he said the world will hate us. Yes, we'll have trials and tribulations. Yes, it may seem as if he has moved away from us. But the scripture says, he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. And that's why we have brothers and sisters to hold us up in the Lord. Amen. Blessed, happy is the man that Psalms 1:1. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Amen. God is so good. I pray and I thank God that you've taken this time away from your family and just away and joined me this morning. And I don't come to you without really asking God to share or tell me what I should say and how I should encourage you and how I should encourage myself. Some may not hear this session until years from now, or some will hear and it doesn't make sense now, and the Lord will lead you back to it. It helps you build a stronger or have a stronger relationship with God. You want to, that you are hungering for him the more. And as you hunger for him, you seek him with all your heart, you will find him. And oh, the door that opens. And when you say, Father, some have earthly fathers and some don't. But he is our ultimate father. And when that revelation happens, and you really, really get it, nothing like it. So I do sincerely hope that our time together is fruitful. Amen. I don't make many announcements, and next week I'll probably make some church announcements. I just like when I start with reading scriptures and sharing, I don't like to interfere or anything comes in the middle of it. I just like to keep them going, and 30 minutes long, I know, and for some it's short. But God is, as long as God is in it, it's rich and it's timely. And that's how we to present this session to you. That you find. you receive, and you want to be here, and eventually you want to share some things with me. I do pray for each and every one of you, as I pray that you will pray for me. That I do what God has called me to do, and give me the encouragement to do it. Then I pray that he will encourage you, and you will receive it and go with it. What he is encouraging you to do, what he has anointed you to do, what he has strengthened you to do. Yes. And make a difference in the earth when you realize that you have a purpose and it was given to you by God, something to do. Seek him. He will open it time. It will come. Just be dutiful. Just do what God has called you to do. And you just keep moving. And you will see how God loves you and how God will allow you to fulfill your purpose. And again, knowing that you are in his presence, hallelujah, in the presence of the Most High God. And because Jesus came, he made it possible for you to be in the presence of the Most High God. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Want you to really sit at once a day, at least, find your quiet time and just commune with God. If you say, my day is so busy, I don't have time, I can't find the time. Well, if you're driving, turn on your phone and you can turn and hear a sermon, hear him read the word of God to you. You can hear it. You can stop before you get out of your car and just bless God for all that he has done for you. Now, as we always do, we'll close with Numbers, the 6th chapter, and starting at the 24th verse. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. My sisters and my brothers, God loves you. Go and show your appreciation, showing the love of God towards others. Just be filled with the love of God. Receive it today. Receive it. Receive it. As you're cooking, ask God to bless the food. Oh, just pray over it and let it taste good. Let them feel the love of God in the meal. They can see the love of God on your face. They can see the love of, feel the love of God as you hug your family for another year. You've been able to be together and show love towards one another. My brothers and my sisters, have a wonderful day, a marvelous day in the Lord who loves you. Jesus' name. Go in peace. Amen. Until the next time, the appointed time, the set time.